We have always tried to have somebody help me with the call to worship, whether it was Judy or grandkids or whoever might be visiting. I'd say, come on out here and help me do the call to worship. Because the Phil's intent and our intent always from the beginning of this website service was to try to make it as much as a live worship service as possible. And when you have a couple voices in it, it just sort of makes it more interesting. But Judy's not able to come and help me with the call to worship. And Phil and Betty are gone for these weeks. And we have to just do it by old Ralphie, and I hope and pray you don't mind that. So I'm going to do the leader part and ask you to join me in the prayer of confession. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, based on Psalm 86, verses 1 through 4, and join me in the prayer of confession. In losing we gain, in dying we live. We step into the darkness, sure of your guiding hand in our lives. When we falter, Lord, please catch us and set us on the right course again. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and said that the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.